Hey, Clitorati, boy, do we have a special gift for you. If you didn't see our special announcement already, we are giving away our 21-day self-worth reset for free to our fabulous listeners. That's right. We want to give you the gift of resetting your foundation to start off 2024 with all the tools that you need to make it your best year yet. And we're giving it to you for free because we love you. So head on over to pleasurepositiveliving.com/2024 for more details and join us live in the revolution of self-worth. Welcome, Clitorati, to another episode of our holiday reboot. Tis the season for joy at Pleasure Positive Living, and we're unwrapping the ultimate gift this holiday, the gift of pleasure. In this episode of the holiday reboot, you're going to join us in a journey to rewire your brain for bliss. This year, let's redefine the holiday hustle instead of getting caught up in the chaos. We invite you to invest in something truly transformative, your pleasure. In this episode of the Holiday Reboot, we are going to guide you through one of our favorite exercises that we do with participants in our pleasure accelerator called climactic clearing. Because let's be honest, if you try to create on a big pile of poo-poo, it's not going to work that well. So we're going to lead you through our three-step process to get you clear, complete last year. Get in touch with your accomplishments so that you have a space of power to create your next year. The Holiday Reboot is a four-step process that we've created for you. Last week, we really took a moment to clear the space, really get present to last year, what you acknowledged, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, because you really need that space to get clear on what you do want for the next year. And so you should be starting to ruminate on what are those things we talked a little bit about, pleasure planning, and what are those pleasures that you want to put into your calendar first? You should have a little bit of an idea of what that is. And today, what we're going to share with you is something that we have really discovered was missing from traditional goal setting, if you will, right? So it's a lot of times I would say in the patriarchal world, it's like you set your goal and then it's like, do it. You take action. And then at the end of the year, whether you've achieved it or not, you're kind of left with like, oh, like, I don't know how I feel about it. So something that we have created and we do in Sex and Empowerment we're going to share with you today is something that we called a desired emotions, right? So oftentimes when we set our intentions and goals, we achieve them and we're still left unsatisfied. So we're going to get away from that traditional way of setting goals because, you know, the language of the universe is emotions. So the way that we communicate with the universe and really be in harmonious collaboration is through our emotions. And it's really elevates your frequency, your essence, right? And when we're vibrating at a higher frequency, the universe can hear us better. So we're going to take a little bit of time. So how do you, let's say you achieved all your goals or you achieved some of them, how is it that you want to feel? What do you want to be left with? Like for me, I'm taking on like, I want to feel like a superstar, right? Like that gives me pleasure. That juices me. That gives me something to get out of bed for every day. And the stronger your vibration is, either the direction negative or positive, that's what's going to come back to you. So today we're going to really focus on creating that beacon straight to the universe, that emotion that is going to get you out of bed and excited every day this year. And we're going to really get conscious of how we want to feel at the end of the year. And something magical happens when you practice feeling that desired emotion over and over again. It becomes your reality and it lets you go even deeper into your authentic desires. Because when you're vibrating at a higher frequency, your desires are more attainable and reachable and they can become realities for you. So Madison is going to lead us through a simple guided exercise to have you start tuning into what is that desired emotion that you want to feel. We're going to make it real and you're going to get to live inside of that every day this year so that it becomes your truth.
All right. So now is that moment for you to put everything aside and drop in to this week's exercise. So go ahead and set your space up. You can press pause here to do what you need to do to create a safe and private space for yourself. Make sure you're comfortable. And when you're ready, we can begin. So close your eyes and place your right hand on your sex center and your left hand on your heart. And I want you to begin to breathe in through your mouth and then gently out your mouth, almost like you're blowing fog on a window. Inhaling slow through the mouth. Exhaling through the mouth ever so gently, like you're blowing fog on a window. And one more time together, inhaling through the mouth. Sip, sip, sip. Hold it at the top for just a moment. And now take your most gentle breath yet, barely letting the air escape from your lips as you exhale, letting go of all the air in your lungs. And start to notice the sensations that you're feeling in your sex center and your heart and your body. Any thoughts that come, just say thank you and let them go. You can come back to them later. We're going to time travel into the future. I want you to fast forward 1 year from now. Place yourself in a moment, 1 year from now. I want you to tune into your deepest desire. Your deepest desire that you have been wanting to make a reality. And in this future moment, this desire is yours. It's here for the taking. So begin to set a scene for yourself, almost like a movie. Start to tune into all of your senses to paint this picture. What can you see? Who are you with? What can you hear? What are the sounds happening around you or coming from you? What can you taste in this moment? What do you feel? What are the physical sensations you're experiencing? And tuning into our sex sense, what do you feel emotionally? What is the desired emotion that you want to have? And where do you feel this emotion in your body? Slowly bring your hands to that part of your body to amplify this energy. Our emotions are the way we communicate with the universe. So we're going to amplify that energy around this desired emotion. Feel the feeling. Feel it deeper. Connect to your breath once again. Sipping in through the mouth, sipping in these desires and this emotion into your body. Almost like you're drinking a milkshake of this emotion. Sip it in as deep as you can. And then gently exhale through the mouth, barely pushing the air out. Just let it release from your lips. It doesn't have to be hard. Everything can be easy. Go ahead and sip your milkshake of your emotion one more time. And slowly exhale out your mouth, barely pushing the breath out like you're blowing fog on a window. Taking our final breath, sipping those emotions. Hold at the top, lengthen your spine, lift your chin. And slowly exhale out your mouth with a gentle sigh. Feel your shoulders relax. Feel the peace in your body, knowing that this desire is now your reality. The secret to bringing this desire into a reality is to focus on the desired emotion. So this holiday, feel this feeling so hard that your desires manifest effortlessly. When you feel ready, you can start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Come back into your body. Close it out with a hug, squeeze. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
That was awesome. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you.
And the thing that I love about this whole conversation is really what we're doing is bringing, you know, forthright the skill of trusting your intuition. And the cool thing about intuition is it can come to everybody in a different way, right? So for me, I hear things, right? So inside of your meditation, I heard the word freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. Some people might see pictures. Some people, it might just feel like something in your body. And this is such an ongoing skill that we really practice with ourselves and our participants. And it's something that you know, the more you do it, the stronger your intuition gets. And the more that we can really deeply communicate and make our desires a reality. So however this happened for you, start to pay attention, right? Did you see a picture? Did you hear a voice? Was it a feeling? Did you see a color? And start to trust that, because we all have our own flavors of intuition. And that's the thing that I love about this. And if you can start to listen to your authentic sex center and start to trust your pleasure center, magic truly unfolds. So like this holiday, listen, like, are you getting a little intuition? How do you want your family? What do you want your family's desired feeling to be? Right? Like, how do you want it to go this holiday season? How do you want the next year to go? And start trusting that, because that's where our magic lies inside of us. All right. So This concludes episode 2 of our holiday reboot. We hope this made a difference for you. Make sure you tune in to the next 2 weeks to complete our holiday reboot. We hope this is making a difference for you. And we love you, Clitorati. And we're going to see you next Tuesday.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.